we present Bert's Place. Stars, you're about bright and early, aren't you? I didn't think anyone but me woke up at this time of the morning. Have a seat. That's right. Just doing my check-in. I won't be a second. Sorry? Just 1 minute. I want to try and find this picture Mum wants me to... There it is. How cute is that? No, I'm sorry. You can't see that. This is private. I'm sorry if I was abrupt, but you have to understand. I'm used to being around humans, but most of my family aren't. I'm very protective of them. Oh, moon above, yes, we've all got computers. Well, most of us have. Either that or smartphones. The salvagers find ones that are being thrown out. They refurbish them as well as they can, and then we use them. Of course, I'm lucky. Brian and Elle bought me this iPad. Yes, I have a Facebook account. In fact, I have two. Though the one I just stopped you eyeballing is the one I'm most active on now. That's the one I check into every day to see what the family's up to. The other one is where I interact with my human friends. Twitter? Yes, I have that too. You don't miss much, do you? Yes, I know I winced. Well, that's rather a sore subject. You see, I used to really enjoy Twitter. I had a lot of followers who thought it was either Brian or Elle writing my tweets. They thought it was all a big game, and of course, I wasn't exactly going to admit to them that I was real, was I? In the evenings, when the wine came out and the music came on, those were the best times, especially when Brian and Elle joined in. We used to talk about all kinds of fun things, have some great laughs, and of course, have mock arguments. I'd be outrageously cheeky to them, with our friends egging me on and taking my side. Brian and Elle would pretend to be annoyed, while all the time we were creased up with laughter. Oh, it was such fun. What went wrong? Oh well, I let my fingers run away with me. That's what went wrong. And then, Well, if you want the whole sorry story, I'll tell you from the very beginning. It was the summer of 2012, and we had never been busier. Brian was working a full-time job, and on top of that, he and Elle were running their radio station. Their idea was to have pictures of me, Teely, and some other characters who advertised upcoming shows right on the website where people could see them. Elle found Scott, a local artist who worked with her on the designs. This was all very well, but it meant that when Scott was around, Bert had to, how does it go? Stay in his closet making no noise and pretending he doesn't exist. As you might have gathered by now, there are a few things that make me very bad-tempered. Being kept out of the way of Elle is one. Being shut in my closet when exciting things are going on is another. Also, I thought it was stupid that Scott should have to draw me from photographs when he could have had the real thing. I thought he could and should be trusted with the secret. Brian and Elle thought otherwise. Well, so we come to a hot, muggy Sunday night in July. Heat is another thing which frays my temper. We were having some wine and chatting with our friends on Twitter. It's a silly thing. I honestly don't know how it started or what was even said, but I do know that I went beyond outrageously cheeky to rather rude, then just to plain insufferable. Now, Brian is one of the most polite, patient, tolerant people I know, but to be publicly given a mouthful of lip from me was more than he could tolerate. In the end, he had to put me in my place, and because I had been rude publicly, he ticked me off publicly. I was outraged. I slammed down my phone and stormed off to my closet on a cloud of ire and slightly too much wine, there to spend a mostly sleepless night. How dared Brian, I wondered as I tossed and turned, tell me off as if I was a naughty lepling in front of all my followers. I had taken a lot in this job, but this was simply more than let flesh and blood could endure. Of course, come breakfast time, I was absolutely spoiling for a fight. And it seemed I wasn't the only one. There you are, Elle. Are you sure fruit is all you want? Can't I make you any pancakes?
No, you can't, thanks, sweetie. Oh, feeling a bit delicate this morning, so I need something nice and light and refreshing to pep me up. We've got so much to do. Did you sleep all right, Bert?
Oh, yes, not bad, thanks. Once I got off, I had a lot of thinking to do. Breakfast.
Thanks.
You know that we have visitors this morning, don't you, sweetie?
Yes, I remember.
Scott's coming with a new picture, and after that, my parents are going to look at all your stuff on your website, all your pictures, and listen to some of your audio too.
Oh, wicked. That should be really cool. Here's your coffee, Elle. And yours.
Now, after everyone's gone, we're going to be really busy because there's a lot of work to be done to get ready for this big new documentary that Bea's doing. Isn't there, Bea?
Yes, I need you to buckle down to some serious work.
Ugh, Bert, did you burn my breakfast on purpose?
No, of course I didn't.
Well, it is burnt. I can't eat that. Take it away, please.
It isn't burnt. It's fine. And as for my, quote, buckling down, unquote, I always do whatever you ask me to and straight away. I just can't do anything right for you anymore. I can't even make a harmless joke without you telling me off publicly all over Twitter for all my followers to see. And even then you can't let it go. So go on. Get me into trouble then. I don't slanny care.
Would someone like to tell me just exactly what the hell that was all about? Bea, what on earth's got into you both today? I've never heard you and Bert talk to each other like that.
No, well, he'd never publicly humiliated me on Twitter in front of all my followers before.
Oh, come on. He was only playing. He hates being shut in his closet when visitors come, and he was just joking with you about it.
He was cheeky and rude.
Oh.
I can take so much of that in private, but I won't put up with it in public. He's getting above himself, and I'll have to do something about it.
Like what?
You're not going to like this, I warn you.
Tell me anyway.
I'll talk to him first, but if that doesn't work, I'll write to Shauna Sharon.
No, Bea, you absolutely can't get him into trouble with Shauna Sharon. Not after what happened before.
Elle, listen. We've given him a lot of freedom, but the bottom line is, he's still my lep. His job is to work for me.
I suppose I see that. Look, there has to be another way around this. Can I go and talk to him? He's so angry with you at the moment. If you talk to him, you're going to make things worse.
Okay, I have a feeling this is more serious than you're prepared for, but you can try.
Brian wasn't wrong there. What he and Elle hadn't realised is that after he had slammed out of the room, Bert had heard serious voices, crept back, and pressed his nosy face to the keyhole to find out what was going on. He heard a lot more than he bargained for. Yes, you may well say it served me right. This might all sound like a storm in a teacup to you, but the mention of Brian writing to Shauna Sharon about my behaviour turned a silly argument over nothing into something that made me terrified to the tips of my ears. Professor Delian, the head of Shauna Sharon, had been sorely disappointed at not being able to pin something on me the last time. One hint of bad behaviour, and he'd have me out of my job and locked up tight so fast, I wouldn't know what had hit me. What? No, you're thinking in human terms. We don't have tribunals and workers' rights, lawyers and appeals. Professor Delian has had it in for me since I was a student, and he could easily have brought me up on some trumped-up charge and made it stick. Nobody would have been able to do a thing. Oh, sorry. Yes, of course. Well, the mention of Shauna Sharon had sent me into a panic. All I could think was that I must get away. I ran to my closet, grabbed my backpack, and started cramming as much as I could into it. I knew at some stage Elle would be turning up to try and talk me round. I also knew my only chance of getting out was to keep her from coming in. While I was still frantically packing, I suddenly heard the sound I had been dreading. Elle, I know it's you. Please go away. I mean it. Go away. If she comes in here, I'll cry all over the place, and I don't need that now.
Bert, I really, really need to talk to you. Please, please, please let me in.
Oh, slent, slent, slent. No, I'll be out this afternoon to work. I need to be on my own now.
Are you okay, sweetie?
Oh, fine. Never better. I'll be fine. I'll see you later. Oh, Elle?
Yes?
Oh, nothing. It's okay. Later then. Okay, I think that's everything. I'm sorry to lose you, my lovely closet. It's my fault. They do say eavesdroppers never hear good of themselves. Thanks for everything. Sorry. Poor Elle. It must have been awful when she finally came in here and found I was gone. She's never said anything to me about that. No, I never expected to see this lovely room again. I was deadly serious. Stars, no. I didn't go to the colony. That's the first place they'd have looked for me. And anyway, the fuss Mum would have made didn't bear thinking about. No, I needed to hide somewhere right away, where no one would ever find me. And for that, I needed to ask someone a very, very big favour.
Oh, Bronze. 2376, good morning.
Jeannie, you've got to help me. I've run away and they'll be looking for me and I can't go back to the colony. Oh, please.
Whoa, for Anne's sake. Bert, is that you?
Yes, I'm at Highgate Tube Station. I need a pass. Get me into Elfold so I can... Oh, Flint, watch it, you great oaf. Oh, sorry, some huge lout with a rucksack. Look, I need help.
I'd rather get at that. Does anyone know where you are? Silly question, I suppose. Okay, I'm on my way, darling, but hadn't you better tell someone?
No, look, I can't explain anything now. Just be... Oh, stars! There's a policeman! It's okay, he's going fast. Please, Chibi, get here as fast as you can before I get the scene.
No one rises to a crisis like Teely. Within minutes, she'd driven her incredible bright pink sports car up to the station, dashed inside, shaken some drops of distilled no-see-me spell from a bottle so people just look right through me, and in a very short time, we were both safe in the car. Another thing people seemed to just not notice was there, which then drove straight down a manhole cover and into the heart of Elfhold. We ended up at Teely's flat, which was beautiful, elegantly furnished, and from whose open balcony doors you could look down from breezy heights to the piazzas of Elfhold far, far below. Teely left me to settle in while she went back to work. Of course, it wasn't long before I began receiving texts and emails from Brian and Elle, wanting to know where I was. I knew that Elle would be sending out the word everywhere that I was missing, and that if Mum didn't hear from me, there would be the uproar of all time. So I emailed her to let her know I was safe. Then, I regret to say, I switched my phone off. That flat, it was beautiful, comfortable, but I just couldn't settle there. Oh, lots of reasons, I suppose. It felt weird being high up and underground at the same time. Everything just felt odd. I had no points of reference. I mean, Teely seemed to live on a diet of either takeaways or ultra-healthy food. She wouldn't let me cook. There were nasty little robots that came in to clean. Even the TV was different. I didn't like it. Oh, yes, you're right. I was feeling guilty, and I was missing home like mad. Well, duh, I couldn't go back because I didn't dare. I was afraid that if I showed my nose in that flat again, Brian might just hand me straight over to Shauna Sharon. Oh, I don't really know what I thought. I was just a complete mess. Well, then, just to make me feel even better, Teely told me Elle had called her and wanted a meeting. Teely had agreed and told me that if she was satisfied that Elle was really not planning to hand me over to Shauna Sharon, she would bring Elle back here to Elfhold. Teely said that if this happened, I could listen to everything that went on, but that I must not show myself under any circumstances. I could only wonder what the next hour would bring as the time approached and Teely zapped off for the neutral ground which had been chosen for the meeting. Birmingham New Street Station, of all places.
Come on, Teely. Come on, if you're coming. Should have known better than to come all this way. I should have known she was leading me on a wild goose chase. She probably thinks it's funny. She's always been a complete airhead. I mean, look at that thing with a leopard skin blouse.
I should have known you'd still be holding a grudge about that.
Oh, Teela, you made me jump. It's not like you to sneak up on people. Where are your heels?
Oh, really, Lulu? I'm hardly likely to go clattering about in stilettos in a crowded station. Do have some sense. And keep still. If you're jiggling about like that, you're going to knock me over.
Oh, I'm sorry. I really am sorry. Look, I'm so worried. I had to see you. Look, do you have any idea where...
We don't have time for this. I'm performing a no-see-me spell so that I can meet you without causing a panic. But it's not going to last forever. I need to take you somewhere else so that we can talk.
Okay. That's fine with me.
Hinky's taken you side along before, hasn't he?
Yes, he has once. Is that how we're going? Oh, yuck.
Only way, darling, I'm afraid. Now, I'm going to take hold of the hem of your skirt. Keep your elbows in, close your eyes and your mouth, and don't fidget. Ready?
As I'll ever be.
That's the spirit. Off we go.
Where are we? And what's happening?
This is my flat. Yes, you are in an Ilfold. Now, Lulu, please, sit down and don't waste time with non-essential questions. I've bent a few rules and performed the fitting charm so that you don't lumber about and wreck the place. At the moment, you're about as tall as I am, but it's very draining. I can only hold it in place for so long. Now, what do you need to talk to me about?
All right. Do you know where Bert is?
Why do you think I would know?
Oh, please, Teela, don't play games with me. I'm worried to death. Brian and I both are.
Well, if things hadn't been said about writing to Shauna Sherrin, you wouldn't both have to be worried to death. Do you know how terrified Bert is about being in trouble with those ghouls again? He'd do anything to avoid another trial. But leave that alone for a minute. Have you tried his family?
Yes, of course. We know he isn't at the colony in London. We emailed his mum and Anne Delane. They're the only people we have addresses for. They both say the last they heard was a note to say that he's safe. That was on Monday evening. Since then, nobody's heard a thing.
That doesn't explain why you think I know anything.
Oh, come on, Teela, you see what he writes in his journal. You and he have both become really good friends. If he isn't with his family, if he's hiding out from the left world, where else could he go? Brian and I are both out of our minds. We want him to come home. Please, tell me, is he here? Can I see him?
No, you can't. I can get a message to him. That's all I can promise.
Then you do know where he is. Oh, gosh, Teela, tell me, is he okay?
We don't have time for this, Lulu. What do you want me to tell him?
Tell him... No. Ask him, please, to come home. Tell him we can get this sorted out. Tell him that Shauna Sherrin haven't been informed. Tell him that unless they're monitoring him, they don't know that he's gone AWOL because they haven't heard it from us.
That was good of you both, I have to say.
Well, what are we going to do? Rat him out? They take him away from us for sure. You still don't get it, do you? He's our Lep. He's like our family. Please, please tell him, Teela. We miss him. We want him to come back. I'm not saying that what he did was right. Brian had to pull him up for it. All families have ups and downs, and they get through them. Oh, please. Teela, promise you'll tell him I was here.
You can be sure. He'll hear every word you've said. You have to go now, Al. I can't hold this much longer. Close your eyes. I'm going to put a sleep spell on you and send you straight back to the lair.
Okay. Thank you, Teela. Tell Bert.
Yes, I know. Now don't worry. Just go to sleep. Bert, you can come out now, darling. She's gone.
Thanks. Oh, stars on the water. What a mess. I just can't deal with this. What can I do?
Well, calm down for a start. Here, have a drink. That'll help. There.
Thanks. Oh, gosh, that was so hard. When Elle asked if she could see me, I nearly came running out. But I managed to do like you told me and stayed next door.
I know. You did very well, darling. Did hearing what Elle had to say help you any?
I don't know. I really don't. Everything's just going round and round in my brain. I can't make any sense of anything.
Well, you'll have to decide sometime. much as I like having you around, you can't stay here forever, and sooner or later, the powers that be are going to find out you're not where you're supposed to be.
I know. The more I think about it, the more what I did on Monday looks completely crazy. But it's done now, and how in the name of the moon am I going to get myself out of this one? Ask another. Of course you can see the answer. Anyone with a functioning brain could. Go home and sort things out. Even my scared, sleep-deprived brain did begin to see it once I'd seen Elle's pale, tear-stained face and heard that Shauna Sharon were, as yet, completely uninvolved. Teely helped me so much through that whole horrible business, and the best thing she did for me was to put a very powerful sleep spell on me that night. When I woke up, I found a nice little note on my pillow, wishing me luck, thanking me for being a model house guest. That was a lie, but it was a nice one. Telling me there was an exit pass on my phone and asking me to look up carefully when I left. As I walked towards the nearest exit, I couldn't help wondering how Elle had been managing to do the breakfast without me.
Gosh, I've been too good at this. I'm awfully sorry.
You didn't have to go to all this trouble. A bit of toast would have done. I think it's ready. More than ready, if the smoke's anything to go by.
I heard that.
Thanks, babe. Did you sleep any better?
No. My eyes feel like they're rolled in grit. I just don't think I'll sleep easy until I know where Bert is. Oh, gosh, Bee. I wish to goodness he'd come back, or at least get in touch.
Yes, so do I. Oh, it's no good, babe. I can't eat this. I'm going to check my email and I'll get a bit of toast later.
I'm really sorry. I know I've burnt it. Ugh. I can cook most things, but I can't cook breakfast like Bert. I do miss that lovely smell there used to be in here when he'd fry up the bacon and sausages and pancakes and make lovely fresh coffee. Oh, sorry. I'm going on about him again, I know. What's happening today, babe? Bee, did you hear me?
Oh, no.
What's wrong?
This is bad. There's an email from Shauna Sharon. They're asking me to confirm that Bert is absent without leave so that disciplinary measures can be taken against him.
No!
An L? It's signed by Professor Delian.
The one who was at his trial? Oh, not him! If we tell him the truth, he'll have Bert put in the lock holes, or worse!
But what else can I do? Bert is absent without leave. I can't say he isn't.
No, Bee, you can't tell him that! You just can't!
L, there's no point in going over and over this. Bert's gone. He's obviously not coming back. I miss him just as much as you do, but I've covered for him for as long as I can. Now, please, can we just change the subject?
Fine. I'll do the washing up and then I'll get on with some work.
Now, that is burned, if you like. Hi, Elle. Brian, it's good to see you.
Bert! Oh! Oh, sweetheart!
Elle, stay right there. Leave him alone. Bert, come here, please. Elle, go over and sit down and please keep quiet.
Look, do you want me to save you the trouble of firing me? I know I've earned it. Shall I just go away again?
Well, that all depends on what you want, doesn't it? Why did you run away without permission?
Because I was angry about the Twitter thing. It's weird, it all seems so silly now, but I heard you say you were going to write to Shauna Sharon about it, and that scared me to death. I don't want more trouble from Shauna Sharon. I thought I'd just save you the trouble and go.
Not very sensible. If we'd have told Shauna Sharon straight away, you'd be in very deep trouble indeed at the moment, but leave that for now. What's brought you back here?
I was at Teely's flat when Elle came looking for me.
Oh, Bert, why didn't you let me know?
I wanted to, Elle, but Teely told me to stay next door and not to come out for anything. I had to do what she said. It was her flat, in an elf hoard. You can't go against the wishes of your host. It was so hard. Anyway, I heard everything, and it just put me into an even worse muddle than I was before. I was so angry, but I knew deep down that I wanted to come home. I got Teely to put a sleep spell on me so I could get a decent night. When I woke up, my head was clear. There's only one place I want to be, and that's here, if I'm still welcome.
You are.
Cool. Can I go and unpack, and I'll help get this washing up done and...
1 minute, Bert.
Oh, yes?
the Twitter thing. Like you said, it all seems a bit silly now. I think we both slightly overreacted. But we have to have an understanding. Jokes are one thing, cheek is another. Okay?
Okay.
Just one more thing. You said that you always did everything I asked straight away, and that's very true. I've never had to give you an order, have I?
Gosh, no, you have not, and I hope you never will.
Bert, I'm sorry, but I'm going to give you one now. I'm ordering you not to leave this house without permission again. Is that clear?
Yes.
Good, then everything's okay. Now, go and help Elle, and I'll answer this email and get on with some work.
That's what I call too close for comfort. If I'd stayed away only a few more hours, stars know what might have happened. What? You think I got off lightly because I only got given an order? Have you gone stark raving? Oh, no, wait. I don't think I've explained orders. Look, I keep telling you, this isn't a storybook. Getting given an order is about the worst thing that could happen to a working lep. It's a black mark on your record that never goes away. Like a human's criminal record, only worse. If your human gives you an order, you physically can't disobey. I'll give you an example. Elle is really proud of her beautiful white china, and I'm really careful whenever I touch it. But if Brian ordered me to break every single piece of it, I would have to. I'd have no say in the matter. No, no, you mustn't think badly of them. I deserve to be punished for worrying them half to death, and they care about me so much that even while giving me an order, they protected me. Don't you see? Brian ordered me not to leave the house without permission. That means I can never do that kind of crazy half-baked thing again and risk getting myself into hot water with Shauna Sharon in that way. Elle? Oh, yes, we soon got back into our old cosy way. It wasn't long before I was sitting on her lap beating her at ping-pong. I'm going to wipe the floor with you today.
Oh, all right, all right. You needn't gloat.
And then all three of us just went back to work. We had plenty of time to make up. But it was after that I started to do less on Twitter. And these days, I only go on there now and then. Whoops. Can't say the same for Facebook, though. Yes, I know, I'm falling behind. Yes, Mum, of course I'm interested in the pictures. Maybe I'll start cutting down on Facebook too, one day.